Good evening, everyone. It's the 65th episode of the Swing Jazz and Blues show here on CKMS Radio Sound FM 100.3 on your dial. And we have a special show tonight. So glad you're on board. I know you all will be listening to this show on Thursday night. But because the station is switching studios, we're actually recording this on Tuesday night. So we're going to just carry on as if it's a regular show. We may hope you don't mind getting our news 2 days late. But we're just using the facilities here at Hepcat Hopper Studio. We're using their band setup, and we'll bring you a show, and they'll be taping that. We'll be taping that and sending it off to the station to be put on the air on Thursday night. Welcome aboard. We got some great stuff for you. We got a really special guest later on. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time. It's the 65th episode. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And you listen to the Swing Jazz and Blues show here on CKMS Radio 100.3. Let's play a few songs. I'd like to play a little bit of Mel Brown. He's, I mentioned last, when was the last show? About 2 weeks ago. And Mel Brown, transplanted Mississippian here in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, brought us, was one of the first bands that we would dance to as a swing dance community. When they used to do the nightclub there on Marsland Avenue. Let's play some Mel Brown. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Benoit. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show. This is 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio.
Well, that was Jeff Benoit, and he's been a guest on our show before, and I'd say hello to him tonight. We'll get them all back on again with the old crew from before, and they'll tell us some more stories about what's happening in the blues scene. So, it's your host, Jeff Steger. It's actually, tonight is Tuesday, the 25th of September, but you'll be listening to this show on Thursday, September 27th, because we are taping here in Hepcat Studio. The station has been moving to a new location, and so we're going to try this out, and tonight I have a very special guest, and he's been busy running around, and I just want to introduce you to him, because I've been wanting to do this show for a long, long, long time. And folks, I'm just delighted with me to have Dave Trin as my guest. Hi, Dave.
Hey there. I hope this is working. We're, there we go.
Oh, good.
All this technical stuff that
that
we have to set up here. So thanks for having me on the show.
Dave, you don't know how long I wanted to have you on this show because, you know, you've been so important to the scene, and we're just going to talk a little bit about how you got started. We want to talk a little bit about what you've done already and what you're looking forward to, and I hope you suggest a few songs for us, too.
Oh, yeah, I always have songs. As you know, as many of you listeners know, that I'm on the air every other week when you're not on.
That's right.
I run the show on those nights, so, I mean, I share with the listeners all my favorite songs.
Yeah.
For the Swingin' Blues Radio Show.
Yes, and it's been a lot of fun, and I hope we keep this on going. And any of you folks out there would like to join us sometime and help us with this radio show, we'd be really pleased, and we'd really appreciate it, and we'd really like to hear other people's ideas and what the kind of music that they like. So, Dave, just before we get to the next bunch of songs, tell our listeners kind of how you first came into the dance scene. I can add my own little story to it, but tell us how you first came into the dance scene here in the Kitchener area.
Well, it was one September evening, or early September, and I was hanging out at the hot tub at the local apartment that I lived in, and a fella by the name of Cassidy Gentle invited me out while we were sitting in the hot tub watching his kids play in the swimming pool. And he says, yeah, there's this dancing in the park business, and you should come out and check it out. And I'm like, sure, I can definitely do that. And so we went out. And actually, at that time, I had met Melanie Garbarus, and I said to Melanie, who works with me during the day, and I said, hey, let's go out dancing. She's like, absolutely. So we find ourselves at Waterloo Park one Monday evening in September. And and there was Jeff Benoit and Caitlin Lankin, who's Caitlin Kratz right now, and Heather Rowe, and Kristen, and Wendy, and all these people dancing and just having a wonderful time. Great. And I was just so impressed with how they were moving in time with music. I was just blown away. So I'm like, I want to do this so bad.
Well, you really understand beginner dancers and dancing in the scene for some time, that excitement of dancing. And I just want to remind our viewers that, Dave, you've been really important to the scene. You've done a lot, and we'll get more into that a little bit later on. My own little story, too, was I can remember going out dancing one night, and there you were. And you were just struggling with those first steps, and, you know, we've all had that beginner. But the smile never left your face. It was just a treat. I just knew you were going to really enjoy the scene. I'd only been in it for a couple of 3 years by then, but, you know, I just love hearing your story about how you started. And you're a Kitchener boy.
I grew up here. I went to Sotheby's School and King Edward School and Margaret Avenue, and then over to KCI and then U of W.
Holy smokes.
So, local boy.
Yeah, and calling it home, and recently strengthen your significant other relationship with your significant other with a wonderful hand fasting celebration. So
that's right, yes.
Congratulations.
That took place in August.
Yeah. So let's play a few more songs here, and then we'll talk a bit more with Dave what's going on with the scene as the years have gone by. We started out tonight's set with Sea Jam Blues. You all recognize that. Then we played a couple songs by Mel Brown, and that was first song was Snap, and the second was Blues on the Green. So I'm just feeling like a lot of fun here tonight. So we're going to play a little bit of something different, just the next two songs. And we'll be right back, folks. You're listening to 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio on the dial, and this is your host, Jeff Steger. We shall be right back. Mm-hmm.
every morning, find me moaning. 'Cause of all the trouble I've seen, life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning find me moaning. 'Cause of all the trouble I've seen, life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
I'm gonna show you that good guys don't always win. I'm gonna show you the brightest side of living in sin. So when you're 6 feet under, you won't wonder why. Just 'cause you got a halo don't mean that you can fly. If you thought it was over, you're way off track. You made a blunder and you put me
Give me a
Well, that last song was by Madonna. Not usually associated with swing dance, but it really moves and lots of fun. And before that was, I might recognize that was Karen Allison and her song Moanin'. Moanin', that's a great song. We've had that at Blues Dance. It's been a hoot. Dave, we'll talk about what you're doing. When did you first experience blues dancing in our scene?
I believe it was at one of Jeff Benoit's late night blues party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at his house. He would always have a late night party after a weekend workshop.
Yep.
So it became actually pretty famous across North
America. Yeah, Alcoholidays. He still gets a big chuckle out of that one.
I know.
So we first started off our little chat here, Dave, with talking about how you first joined the scene, and we're just sharing some stories about, you know, that beginner feeling, and and it was it's nice to start at that beginnings, and we'll talk about what you do nowadays. But between the beginnings and now, I don't know where to start. You took a lot of lessons, and then you I'm thinking of a highlight right now is I think those that Harang Dance Camp was a.
That's right.
That was something that you made a commitment to, and not only I learned to dance there a lot more and comfortable, but also helped them out with their equipment. And
yeah.
Like, was it 4 years you were over there?
Yeah, I actually went 5 years to Harang Dance Camp and studied the dance with the Swedes and spent 5 weeks at a time each time I was there. So,
I was listening to last week's show with Krister, and he just got back from that. I was thinking about that sort of thing. So what's some of your philosophy about the swing dance scene? I often hear when you speak about it, how you want to match up the leadership you're providing with what you know people like as they learn their swing dancing. A little bit about your feelings towards the swing dance scene. I know it seems to me you get a lot of satisfaction personally as you see individuals starting the swing dance and then getting familiar with it and then volunteering. Would I be right about that?
Yeah, it's about the journey. Each mm-hmm. person who commits themselves and join this social club and this hobby has a specific journey. And I find that each person has their own journey. And I really enjoy watching them progress through the journey. And yes, there are emotional bumps and physical bumps, certain things you can't do. But the joy comes into actually helping folks get past those hurdles. Those speed bumps is what
I remember as a plateau. You seem to dance for a while, and then you say, oh, I'm not improving, I'm not going. All of a sudden, you have an eureka moment, and away you go again.
So we try to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Try to create that eureka moment so that the folks don't get caught and become stagnant, mm-hmm. complacent, and then it doesn't continue. So a part of it is keeping that momentum going.
And there's certainly all the right ways to do that. You learn swing dancing through. We've often talked before about when you go to exchanges, how that just a whole new way of looking at your dancing. The late night dances have their own kind of specialty because you're fatigued, generally speaking, and you really make your swing outs a bit more. You get rid of a lot of extra herky jerky stuff, I'm going to call it, right? And you provide in a good scene as we have now. So you have these chances to go away. Mm-hmm. You have lots of different instructors. And you have a big social part of it. It seems to me that's a winner.
Yep, and we also do our best to coordinate with the local scenes, the surrounding scenes, such as Hamilton.
Yeah.
And try to make sure that we do our best to provide transportation up there. So those who want to go social dancing mm-hmm. but don't have a car or whatever, we make sure that we carpool, we organize carpools, and we get people up there so they can go dancing and meet the other people who are actually going through a similar journey as them.
Yep.
And so they can convene. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can hardly wait till we get there. Part of our little chat here about what we're doing actually now and what's going to happen in the future. I suppose we should do a few announcements here. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, let's just go through these here notes that's coming up here. Live jazz nights are happening. Where are we going there? You just flipped the page.
Oh, we're here, right here.
Oh, I was going to do these ones here.
Oh, no, these are notes to you.
Notes to me. Well, I think they're pretty good.
Are they? Okay.
Well, I can talk about those.
Okay.
Let's go to... Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, these are important issues. I mean, let's just go through these ones quickly. The live jazz nights are Monday nights and still going strong. You mm-hmm. had a band in last night.
Yeah, we had Patrick Tevlin come in, and He was quite a riot, and Sandy McDonald was, he stopped by and he sang a few songs too.
He's a real, I find him as a real favorite. I like him a lot.
I posted a video on YouTube on the Hepcats Waterloo YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So there's a video of him singing Tuxedo Junction last night.
Oh, that's good. He does a good version of that song. In fact, I think I played him Tuxedo Junction when I had the show 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure. So weekly classes have begun?
Yes, we're in week two right now, and tonight we had Swing 2 and Swing 3, and boy, are they learning this stuff fast. They're eating it all up.
That's what you want? Along
great, yeah. Tomorrow's Balboa.
Balboa, no, that's something I really got on my to-do list, so don't hold me to it, but I should get out and do that. So
right.
Dance instructors who are looking for, we want to know about your birthday.
No, this is what it is. It's that's just a note to the dance instructors to do a few housekeeping stuff. But we are looking
We still like to know when your birthday is, because we'd like to announce your birthday.
For the birthday dance, right?
Yeah. The Swingin' Blues Radio Show. That's us, folks. Dave and I, we're into our second year now. And as I mentioned, they're moving to a new location up in Uptown Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for more people to help out. If you're so inclined, we'd be love to talk to you. We're looking for help in the community for weekly swing dance instructors, leads, and the West Coast scene could sure use
a coordinator.
Yep. So we do have a handful of birthdays here. Here we go. Melissa Gibson, September 24th.
Happy birthday to Melissa Gibson, who's actually now living in Toronto. She was part of the Hamilton scene, and she would come down to Waterloo quite regularly.
Okay.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Melissa.
And Laura is also from the Hamilton, isn't she?
No, Laura is actually living in Guelph, but she comes out, and she's a salsa dancer.
Okay.
Too. And so happy birthday to Laura Vanderwood from Guelph.
So that's a great day. We'll get back and talk some more about what's going on in the scene. We'll play a few more songs right now. You listen to us on 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, your best and local community radio station, looking for lots of help and volunteers, and it'll keep this local station going. So I think it would be fun to have just a bit more mellow stuff again here. Let's try this one here. It's one of my favorites by Royal Crown Review. And hang on to your seats, folks. Keep us dialed in. We shall be right back.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere wait for me. My lover stands on golden sand. She watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. And somewhere beyond the sea, well, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. Well, it's far beyond the star, and it's clear beyond the moon. And I know beyond a doubt, happy will be beyond the sea.
no more sending bye-bye. So long. And it's far.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
You meant to listen to what I have to say. Better be in shape when you come my way. Cause I'm a hard loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. If you mess around with me, I know I can make you mine. You may be a playboy, handsome and free. There'll be no more playing if you play around with me. Cause I'm a hard-loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. If you mess around with me, I know I can make you mine. To love, and I know I'm the cause. I'm a hard loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. If you mess around with me, I know I can make you mine. I'm a hard loving mama. Yes, I'm a hard loving mama.
Left Coast morning, I found myself planted outside the Captain Court, tipping back the hops in order to calm my dancing hands. See, I usually don't play that tied up watchdog routine looking up and down the street, but this is the corner Joey A, my car, and I was supposed to meet. See, Joey the amateur and I were out clinking glasses last night when I got three sheets to an ill wind. Myself being in possession of a fine double five Lincoln Convert, Joey skipped me back to the crib. I woke to a barren driveway and the neighbors started to chide. Joey dumped you off, and he's got your ride. Lord, Daddy, dead wrong. It's now 11:22 and up scuffled Benny the Shoe, real hot air merchant from way back. I inquired about Joey A and my super fine Lincoln. Mr. B.S. beat his gums and testified to me. Joe's washing a short, changing oil. He'll be here by 3. So a little hand hits 3 and who should appear but a Cuban cat named Geronimo, an upstanding character in the textile business. He said, Joey knocked over a racket man laying low for a few, but in the trunk he left you some treasure. A pint of rye and a case of Slim Jims for your masticating pleasure. Whereabouts of the horsepower thief in question, and she shot me that amphetamine stare, said, Joey A, I just got out of his Lincoln on Hollywood Way. I thought, killed Joey A, when the barkeep came out to simmer my slow boil. He said, Joey A just called on the blower, said you better skip town, cause the cops got your ride, you want it for solicitation, possession, you owe one, and here's a skater. He said, another thing, cat, don't ask me for goddamn favors.
Black cat, they don't follow me.
Hold the sheep over my peepers. I'm gonna lay a partner's wig that will most definitely make him eligible for a boneyard certificate. Can you do that?
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Your local food source for beef, we have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
We're back, folks. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. We had a little sandwich there. We had... the first song was by Royal Crown Review, one of my favorites, Beyond the Sea. Then we had a song by Shirley Johnson, Hard Lovin' Man. Then the other side of the sandwich was Friday the 13th, again by Royal Crown Review. So, Dave, you can kind of tell I like a little bit of this. I don't mind the neo-swing stuff a bit. But we're going to play some Moira's Modern Rhythmus, and I know you like that a lot.
Yeah, they're a band out of California, and we just got 4 of their CDs shipped to us just recently, and thanks to Amanda, and we're hoping to play some more of their stuff. They have wonderful music from the 20s right up to the to the 40s there, and they play at Camp Hollywood when that event goes on, and the fella Dean, who is the band leader there, messaged me and told me how much he enjoys playing for swing dancers.
I had a chance to go to Camp Hollywood just for one day, though. It was fun. It was the last day. Everybody was looking pretty whipped, but they did it all swing dance things. So, Dave, I want to tell my listeners, again, that I'm just delighted to have Dave Trin on our show here. He's also a host, and you often see him at the scenes organized and so on. But tonight we're talking to Dave a little bit more about his personal experience through swing dancing, and we've talked a little bit about the beginnings and those first, like, oh, my God, what am I doing moments, right, Dave?
Well, it's never been what I'm doing. It's like I knew exactly what I'm doing, but it's just so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we talked a little bit briefly about the things that have happened over the years between the beginning and now, Harang comes out, a great experience. Probably, I would think you had met a lot of international instructors at that event, just where you would.
Yeah.
You know, you've probably been to a few exchanges and,
than a few.
Well, and I can think that there's been a bunch of you and I have gone through over the years. I haven't been out as much lately, but are you going to Pit Stop this year?
Yeah, I plan to, yeah. I
kind of wouldn't mind going, maybe.
Yeah, we actually had one of the girls from the Pit Stop committee on last week.
I heard
week.
That, yeah.
She was super excited, yeah. Lisa Tamras, one of the coordinator.
So that brings us kind of up to date on that. We can trade stories back and forth, so... I think we want to talk a little bit more, Dave, maybe about what to look forward to in the future. So I might let's tell our listeners that at the moment the studio here is full every night. We have all the styles of dancing you could want in swing. I think the only one that's not being done is shag, probably.
Yeah, collegiate shag.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing disco or hustle?
We talked about it.
We
have a young lady in Mississauga by the name of Joanna Swanson, who we've talked about having her come down and doing a couple of hustle lessons here for our community. And I imagine that would be very well received. We've also spoke to the salsa community and to the Argentine tango community too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also interested, but you know, it's this space, the studios runs six nights a week. So, there are people who have inquired about renting it out in the evening, and it's just, we can't because we've got all the swing stuff happening, which is a good thing for us too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I want to tell our listeners, in fact, in between, the songs are playing, one of the other persons in this building that Hepcats is in came over and was running about space for, the ballroom dances or something?
That's right. So, just to let the listeners know, Hepcats is Waterloo's local swing era dance, music, history, movies, place to be. We get to sample all that stuff here, and it brings the entire community together every week right here with live music and DJ music.
You know, I can't think of what else we could do in our scene. I don't know, it come to my mind right now that I've heard of swing dance scenes happening in bowling alleys. So where did I read that?
I don't know, but that's where they would get together at the bowling alley and dance because
they'd
play swing music over the sound system while people were bowling, yeah.
So you could be bowling, and if you want, you could probably do a bunch of swing outs in the corner and go back to bowling. It's funny. It made me think of something. One time, a friend of mine and I were up skating at the Rim Park on their part, which is the practice area for the figure skaters.
Right.
And they have a sound system there, and I'm thinking, wouldn't it be fun to have an event where you actually skated to swing dance music?
Oh, yeah, you could do that, yeah.
Huh.
It'd just be difficult to do.
Well, it's the same thing, the bowling movements. Thing. You can just skate, or you can take your skates off and just dance in the corner or something.
Oh, with the bowling or with the ice skating?
Ice skating.
Oh, okay. Just making sure we're not crying.
Well, yeah. What are you thinking? Like, we're going to just have, like, you know, like a bowling with ice skates?
Oh, we digress.
I should say. Well, so what are we looking for in the future with this scene? You've certainly got all the bases covered, as we mentioned, about the different styles of swing dance and more in there. And you have introduced movie nights recently.
Yes. Once a month there is a movie night where we get to focus on swing era movies from as early as the 1930s, mm-hmm. really early 30s.
Yep.
I would say the cutoff would be just before the 60s, around there.
Okay.
So, anything to do with the swing era, with dancing and, dancing music, jazz music.
I was looking through the announcements, and once again, we're going to have Thanksgiving. You're going to have a Thanksgiving event here.
Yes, that's
this
right.
Must be like about the eighth year running.
I guess so, yeah.
I think Thanksgiving is one of your most favorite holidays, Dave. Is that true?
Yes, well, that's one of many.
One of many. It would be. I can imagine it's probably like Thanksgiving and whenever the next Star Wars the convention's on. There's a toss up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, May
right?
the 4th, yes.
May the 4th?
Yes, that's our Star Wars night, yes.
Yeah.
This year, by the way, it's being held at Dover Courthouse, and Dean Villaforte and myself will be hosting that one with Simon. So
now you had that here. You had a Star Wars dance here in June, I think.
No, May the 4th.
May the 4th?
Yeah, on May the 4th.
Okay. Because there was some video I saw of that, and there
May
was the people. You had some of the. It was a Jack and Jill contest, and you had people who put their blinders on.
Yes, that's right. Yes, part of the event requires you to dance blindfolded.
Yeah,
and
it's all lead and follow.
Yeah,
then.
It's all lead follow at that point in time. You can't use your eyes, and it's part of the Jedi trials, the swing Jedi trials that we have put together here as a way to to geek out, but at the same time to really work on your swing dancing. And I was so surprised how many people were able to actually swing dance blindfolded, because they practiced for weeks on end prior to the evening.
There was, I know you put a link on the site one time about dance, and as you frequently find really good articles for swing dancers to read, and it was some of the issues around how you teach beginners, and what was that? I remember them, this person's article referred to dancers looking at their feet as they hadn't quite got the grasp yet that at some point you want your body, that part of your body to be automatic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So also I saw something there too. It's not swing dance teacher, but a swing dance coach. You want to tell us what?
Yes, that was an article a few days ago.
Yeah. What did you want to tell our listeners what the gist of that was? Please.
Randy Ponte, from who's living in Montreal right now, and he's between Montreal and Toronto. He talked about finding a mentor or swing dance coach to help guide you through your swing dance journey.
Okay.
And that isn't being emphasized enough in this particular community, in the growth and development of new folks who are just trying this dance out. And the current model right now is that people would find a swing dance teacher and then take classes and would pay for private lessons. And long as the teacher was on the clock, that's when they were able to pay full attention to you. But otherwise, they wouldn't be able to give you the attention that you may need in order to continue developing. So, and I think that's just due to the fact that there's just a lot of people in one community, in a large community.
Yep.
And I think I know that he was referring at the international level there, where, you have people come to your community and you do a weekend workshop, and these jet-setting international swing dance instructors just hop from one scene to another.
Okay.
So Randy was really talking about finding someone to really help coach you through the journey itself. So.
Okay. So, yeah, well, it's funny when you're learning a dance, like in any activities, it's called some learners are kinetic.
Yes.
And the other is more
auditorial. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you're fortunate, you're in a scene where you can have learn all the dances as you progress through your dancing with the type of teaching style that suits your, not that one's better than the other, but it usually people start with.
Yeah, you're usually stronger in one of those. It's either the kinetic, the auditorial, or the visual. So it's just those are the basic three, and then there's more after that. But we usually look at that while instructing large groups.
We should probably have like a fedora selection committee. You have a fine selection of fedoras?
Yes, I do, but not, I think Dean Villaforte has more.
Dean has got the ultimate collection.
He's got a
collection.
Finer collection than I do.
that's one part of the scene that's so much fun, and I know your significant other, Amanda's, it's a dressing up for the event. And I can remember a time in the day when this first scene first started that people used to really dress up for it. They really got into the zoot suits and the suspenders and dresses. And
It was back in the days when going out to the movies, you would dress up for it. And I know that today, I mean, most people don't dress up to go out to the movies.
Because,
I'm not saying that it's not as special, but it was a really big deal back in the days. And now we talked about, dressing the part, come out social dancing and just feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, come out comfortable, and there's a time and place, and you know, with the Star Trek themed, and also with the parties.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
We were just talking about Star Trek earlier. By the way, we're talking about doing a Star Trek night, so you know,
yeah.
So listeners, keep your ears peeled and eyes peeled.
Folks, you might. This may be hard to believe, and I know you'll find it easy to believe that Mr. Trin likes his video games, and the latest rage is Artemis.
Yes, Artemis Starship Bridge Simulator.
Holy smokes!
It's a social network game that we've introduced to the local community, and on Friday night we had a first test run at it, and we had 16 players here, but we only had 12 stations.
Well, it's pretty neat, you know, when you think of it, that you can find, you know, there's a social part, of course, through dancing, but in various communities, various interest groups come together, and in this case, there's a nice core group of gamers, and that's what...
sci-fi gamers, yeah.
Yeah.
Sci-fi lovers.
So, where would you put that paintball experience in there?
Oh, well, that was the one night that a group of us went out to play paintball, and it was just something that James, who's out of the Hamilton community, wanted to do, and so a bunch of us got together and with the Hamilton group, a few of the Hamilton dancers, and we went to play paintball in Brantford.
Yeah.
And then we went out for wings, but that's part of the whole social side of it, and just getting people together and just having a good time and sharing and bonding. By you shooting paintballs at each other.
Well, that whole thing has been around for a few years now. Paintball,
yes.
It's really evolved too. Let's talk a little bit more about the scene, Dave, before we get our next bunch of songs on. So, you know, you're fortunate, and you know, let's do two things. Like, I want to talk a little bit about the volunteers that came out, but you want to name some of the people that help you keep Hepcats going. You know, we see them coming and going every week, and you know, we could start it off with Amanda, your significant other, but tell us the name of some of the other people right now, and we'll talk a little bit about other that sort of thing.
Well, we have Julianne Desrochet and Amanda Bell, who are the other founders of the Hepcats, the Hepcat Hoppers, and from there, we have a core group of Amanda Alger and Greg mm-hmm. Nash, mm-hmm. and we have a new girl, Melanie McDougal, who's the new volunteer coordinator, and Audrey Bothwell.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all folks who work really, really hard behind the scenes to keep things moving along, and we're really happy to have them. We're very fortunate to have them, too.
Very fortunate. Yeah. Every scene needs people to step up and help out like that.
Yeah, so we call them our advisors and our counselors. Because they really do provide a fresh perspective from what we see, because we don't get to be every place at one time. So,
but you know, we want to mention everybody in the scene is important. If you're out and you honestly want to learn and you're fun and you're smiling with people and social, that you know, that's if everyone does that, it's very important to a scene.
Yeah, just you know that there's always a place you can go, and that whole Cheers theme song, you know, a place you can go where everybody knows your name.
You don't remember that show, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You're dating yourself here, you know.
And so, I mean, there is a good point to that. And that
is, I get it.
You know, if you don't show up for a few weeks, people are going to start wondering where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the days, you would get a phone call, but these days with Facebook and all that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's one thing I switched a lot, you know, because I remember, generally speaking, when did Facebook kind of become more mainstream? It's about when,
probably about
2007, maybe, yeah?
Yeah, 6-7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and before that was just email and
email groups, yeah, Yahoo groups.
Yeah, yeah. And that worked, that was quite a breakthrough at the time, and it helped a lot. And I think it's probably this electronic media that has had a lot to do with how in across the world the swing dance scene survived so well, because, you know, you can be posted what events are quickly and then post comments about what's coming up and get some buzz going for events. And that wouldn't have been possible when swing dance first really kind of got its legs in North America after the swing kids phase and the Docs commercials and things.
Did you know that the current swing subculture has lasted longer than the real swing era?
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it came back in, I would say, the late 80s.
Yes.
And, you know, the swing era started happening in 1934.
Quite a lot of time has passed.
Yes. So we've out...
80s.
Yeah, we totally outlasted the real true... Like the original swing era.
Mm-hmm.
And people like yourselves, and yourself and my mm-hmm. and me and across the world, we've kept it alive.
Yep. Well, it's kind of cool that it is still going, isn't it? Eh?
Yeah, it is, like any subculture.
Yeah, yeah, it really strikes us. Some people, it's really a lot of fun to do, and it is, folks. And I want to just tell our listeners out there, we'd love to see you out to the dance. We'd love to see you helping out. And everybody's important in our scene. They bring their skills and their enthusiasm, and it just gets a good critical mass going, and we have a good time. I think I guess I could play a. I kind of. What are we doing for time here? I guess we'll. Maybe we could just do a few more announcements, and then we'll play a couple. I got a couple of songs I got picked out here. So, here we go. We have on. We mentioned the movie night.
Yeah. What movies are there?
Some Like It Hot and Rear Window.
And what day is that on?
Sunday, October 14th. One starts at 6:30 and the other at 8:30, I believe.
Yes, back-to-back, yep.
The dance performance, and this is a choreographed routine that you put together with... how many of you guys put the performance thing together?
Yeah, Amanda and I put this one together,
okay,
yes.
And you're hoping to have them do that on Monday, October 1st?
That's next Monday right here at Hepcats, 10 o'clock.
Is that a Monday already? Oh, my word.
Yes.
Okay. So there's something if you're interested in performance... the Jazz Room is in the second season now. That's at the Hoother Hotel.
Yep.
Lots of acts right through the Christmas time and every Friday and Saturday nights.
That's right.
The Dixieland Jazz Club is back on open again now, but they've changed locations from the Lancaster Tavern to the Royal Canadian Legion on 19 Regina Street. And they have a full bunch of shows coming up.
It looks like the Red Peppers are on this October the 6th.
Our West Coast friends are having a swing dance party on Saturday, October the 13th. Come on out, introductory lesson. And that's general admission is $10 or $8 for students. They're up to a good monthly dance. And,
yeah, they are, yep.
They put a Facebook page together, lots of pictures.
Yeah, they got a website, too.
Yep, and they're, you know, it's they're good, too. There's a lot of dancers from other scenes come down to support it.
Yes.
And I admire them and that they're doing it they're having a good time there, and I hope they can continue to provide that type of alternative swing dance in our community. Solo Vintage Jazz Workshop, the Shim Sham Shimmy.
Yes.
There's a whole whack of those vintage dances. Are you going to do anything like the Black Bottom or those other ones?
No, I believe...
Yeah, in the New Yorker? You would do it in the...
No, I think the solo jazz team is working on providing some of the classic stuff for the new students that are out. So the Shim Sham Shimmy, and I believe there's going to be a styling class in October for the Shim Sham Shimmy. So if you're interested in learning the basic, the Savoy Shim Sham, then that's on... what day is that on? Sunday, September 30th, mm-hmm. between 3:30 and 5 o'clock and at Hepcats, and it's $15 pre-registration. You don't have to have any experience to learn this dance right from the ground up. You see them dancing it every night after the announcement.
Yep.
They do the big Shim Sham group dance with the live band.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I know the floor, they get up, and everybody gets up, they likes to do it, and away we go. So it's a hoot.
Yeah.
It's a hoot. And the last thing we want to mention this sponsor announcements is the Thanksgiving potluck dinner. Lots of information here, folks, in our sheets. This will be Monday, October the 8th. So that's a week from this Monday coming. And put your name on that sheet over by the desk there, what you're going to bring to the dance.
To the potluck.
And 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., so in the daytime through the evening. Board games and video games. You're not going to play Artemis Star.
We may. No. I know that some of the girls also wanted to play some Super Mario Brothers too. So
okay.
I'm sure we can set up a couple stations here. Yeah.
I bet you could have just whatever you want going on. Dinner's at 5. Turkey plates and utensils provided.
Bring something to share.
Mm-hmm. So that's in a nice tradition. So.
Yeah, and that evening we'll have an intro lesson and then a dance following that. Yep.
Okay.
A DJ dance.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah,
if you're in the scene and you know, for some of the students who don't who can't go home over the long weekend, come on out and you know, spend some time with us and you know, enjoy some board games and video games and socializing and eat, and hopefully you can dance the turkey off later that night. It'd be a great day. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. Okay, folks, we'll get back to talking to Dave a bit more. We're going to play a couple of songs here. I want to play a couple by Eric Clapton. And Eric Clapton, of course, is got popular on the radio with, I think Layla was one of the first songs that kind of jumped over the barrier and got him into some fame. But Eric Clapton was originally a blues dancer, a blues player. And we're just going to play a couple of selections by him. And we'll be back after that. Give us 10 minutes. Sit down and relax, and we'll see you on the other side.
Oh, come back, baby. Oh, mama, please don't go. Child, the way I love you. Well, you'll never know. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Come back, baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk it over one more time. Admit, baby, that I was wrong. Don't you know, baby, child, you've been gone too long. Oh, oh, come back, baby. Yeah, yeah, let's talk it over. One more time. I said if I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain. People, I'd call my baby back. Come back, baby. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk it over one more time. One more time.
This is Ann Siktosh from the UW Swing Club, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Baby by my side. some other guy.
Back, folks, and you listen to us at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, 946 in the Rogers Box, 100.3 in the FM dial for the KW area, and of course worldwide on soundfm.ca. This is episode number 65. We're actually recording this on a Tuesday night, and we'll be playing on a Thursday as CKMS moves to new studios. Just delighted to have. Yeah, we're good. Are you putting background music in? Oh, shoot, I gotta stop that. That was my next set. See, I got distracted there, eh? It's just scary when you get two people together here doing this show. I didn't want to give away for my next set. It's going to be a little bit of Moyer's Modern Rhythmus. Dave and I were just talking here. A few things might have been missed. Also in this scene now is the music program. And that's the once a month on Sundays. Or really not often, I don't think. But basically, Roberta Hunt comes in. Helps everybody with their, as they learn the instrument they've chosen. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about the music program, Dave?
Well, it started off approximately 2 years ago. And
yeah.
We had several people who really enjoy swing music, blues, and jazz. And we found out a lot of people in our community have a lot of music background.
Yeah.
Like classically trained, like grade 10, grade 11, grade 12. Like I was blown away. Like some people have like 20 years of playing in a church. They mm-hmm. could read sheet music like no one's business. So we decided one night to have a house party at Ross McDowell's,
mm-hmm.
and there was an open invitation for anyone who could play to join Roberta and Toby Hughes, and that started off as a jam. I guess it was like a house blues party with live music downstairs
yeah.
in Ross's house.
Yeah.
And from there, that happens twice a year, once in February and then once in June for the hot tub barbecue blues party at Ross's. And Ross is a community member here in Waterloo,
mm-hmm.
and he has a beautiful house out on the southwest end of Kitchener. And everyone's invited, and basically you eat chocolate or you have barbecue, and then after that, dancing in his basement. He's got a dance floor and a rec room. And
I can't remember when he bought that house. You know, the first thing he did was to put a hardwood floor in.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's. I haven't seen him out lately. I think he's kind of laying low right now. He's busy with his work. Last time I talked to him on email. So
yes, Ross McDowell. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fella that came on once to do a bit of Carolina Shag.
Yeah, yeah. I had him on my show a couple times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with your show. Yep.
Yeah. So it was kind of nice. I'm really delighted as a host to have all different kinds of people from our scene on this show, and we just want to support and promote all those different swing dances.
So. Yeah. So shortly after that, we were able to get four of us together to practice weekly, and we started coming up with sheet music. So with all our chosen instruments, we started playing music together once a week, jazz music, swing and blues, and just trying to understand that. And Roberta comes into the picture by actually helping us understand and coordinate, you know, the spirit of jazz and how to play in a group. She's been really good at that. In the last workshop, it was really well attended, where we all got together, and she had a program all set up, and we were able to learn a lot about, you know, jazz music and play together, and it was quite a riot.
So when's the next one of that?
That's November 4th, Sunday, November 4th. Okay. Yeah, all right, you can sign up for that. Yes.
So when was the last one? It was in the summer, right? Do you have one in September?
Yeah, there was one in July, I believe.
Yeah, that's okay. I got it. Oh, right, that makes sense. And also forgotten in the last bit of announcements was you can go dancing on Wednesday nights as well. There's Dancer Friendly at O'Brien's downtown Kitchener. It's their blues jam night. The house band plays the first hour, plays a few favorites of ours, of typical swing dancers, and then after a break has a jam night with all kinds of local. In fact, there's been some people who do go to the jam night, not frequently, that do come out swing dancing. It was, I think, Chantel actually played fiddle there one night.
Oh, yeah. Chantel Jubinville was one of our students that actually moved out to St. John's, Newfoundland. Yep. And actually, she started up a swing club out there, so she got her start here.
Yeah. It's just delightful looking at her postings. She's having so much fun.
Yes, she is.
We've all been there. We're still having fun, right?
I think she was on the show last summer.
Yeah?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, for one session there.
And folks, if you want to be on our show, please come on out. Let Dave and I know, and get a hold of Dave, and we just love to have guests. We want to hear your stories, and we
share your music too.
Yeah, oh yeah, like I obviously play the stuff I like, and Dave does his, but we know there's as many different people there. There's that much kind of different kind of music. So if you want to come on and play three or four of your favorite songs, you're more than welcome. Just give us a call, and hopefully that'll grow into a nice. Interesting range of hosts and so on for this radio show. So that was a little bit about what's been, just a catch up on what was going on in our area here, and now I think I better get back to play some more tunes here, Dave. No surprise now is Moira's Modern Rhythmist, and we'll try to do this right this time. There's a couple of songs, and then this is the other part of our local scene. This is Moira is actually a modern band, right?
Yes, that's right.
But is playing music very much in tradition of original Lindy Hop, I would say.
Yeah, from the 30s and 20s, 30s and 40s.
And that's that would contrast with, for instance, more modern bands like as I played before. Now Cherry Pop and Daddy is a classic, but I had played some by Royal Crown Review, and those tend to be neo swing, which also, but it's not meant to be sound exactly like those 30s and 40s stuff. No. So here we go, folks. We're going to play a little bit by Moira's Modern Rhythmist. The first song will be Viper's Moan, and the next one after that will be, the second one after that will be, Can This Be the End of Love? We shall be back shortly, folks. Hang on. See you soon. Thank you.
Hi, this is Amy Nylan from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Welcome back, folks. It's 100.3 Sound FM, and this is a Swing, Jazz, and Blues show. It's your host, Jeff Steger, episode number 65. Special night tonight. We're broadcasting. We are pre-recording the Thursday show. The station is moving to a new location, and tonight the pleasure is mile mine to have Dave Trinn as my guest. We couldn't cover all the stories and things that's happened, and we'll... I don't know where else to say. We could tell these people stories for quite a bit about various exchanges and stuff like that, couldn't we? Boy, man, there's been a lot of fun times and doing stuff. We just finished off our discussion a little bit of what to look forward to in the future. We didn't want to forget the fact that there was no music lessons with Roberta Hunt. Anything else up your sleeve? You want to give us an idea of what's happening for this year, Dave?
Well, yeah,
you want to spill any secrets on the air before we get there?
Well, with the music and all that, we are looking at eventually encouraging other people who are interested in playing jazz music to join us, and I think that's where we're going in terms of the future and what's coming along. So we're hoping that at some point in time, people who are studying jazz music will be able to play with the musicians as they come out on a Monday night. And I mean, even last week, Dean Villaforte, he sang with Sandy McDonald.